Welcome to the Museum of Minor Incidents. Exhibit 21. Posing Queen.
You and the other three people are going to create this experience together. Listen carefully. It is very important that you react when it is needed. Move and behave as the track tells you.
Now let's find your starting position. Everybody starts on top of the well, so climb up to the top. In this game, you are all teenagers, feeling a bit insecure, but at the same time, the center of the world. Even the smallest minor incident can have important meaning for your teenage life. Just imagine, you enter the classroom quite proudly wearing a new dress. You are sure to score a hit with this dress, but you soon notice nobody admires you. Maybe they secretly point their fingers at you and laugh behind your back. Or imagine a situation at a big party. Everybody is looking great. So are you. You have a new haircut. Wow, wow, wow. And you enter the room like a pretty princess. But then you see your biggest rival wearing the same unique hairstyle. You want to be unique. Special, but at the same time fit into your peer group. How do you deal with it? Just dive into the exhibit Posing Queen in the Museum of Minor Incidents. You are now divided into two groups, but everybody plays for him or herself. Go down 5 steps on the left-hand side.
How does the game work? You will play several rounds. In each round, roles will change. You will hear it in your track, which is your role. So listen carefully. One person makes a pose, like a rock star, like a supermodel, or like a crazy manga superhero. Choose a pose that is as unique as possible. The two people on the other side will try to copy it. The last person, who is standing next to the one who made the pose, is the judge. The judge decides who did the best copy. This person is the winner of this round and can climb one step on the well. The winner is the one who reaches the top of the well first. Let's start.
The person who is waving will make a pose after the signal. The person who makes binoculars with their hands will judge you.
Copy it. Can you be a perfect mirror? The other person will judge who did the better copy. The judge can choose one or both of you. If he chooses you, climb up the next step. Second round.
Now it is your turn. Wave to the others to show them. You will soon hear the signal. Make your pose then. Use your whole body. Make it really difficult for the others to copy.
Make your pose now. Third round.
Now you are the copyists. Copy the person who is making a pose. Be perfect. The other one will judge you.
Copy it. Can you be a perfect mirror? The other person will judge who did the better copy. The judge can choose one or both of you. If he chooses you, climb up the next step. Fourth round. You are the judge. Form binoculars with your hands. You will judge who poses better. You can decide for one or for both of them. You have to judge who is the better mirror. You have to choose at least one, but you can also choose both. Make your decision now. Point with your finger or say their name. Fifth round.
Now you are the copyists. Copy the person who is making a pose. Be perfect. The other one will judge you.
Copy it. Can you be a perfect mirror? The other person will judge who did the better copy. The judge can choose one or both of you. If he chooses you, climb up the next step. Sixth round.
Now it is your turn. Wave to the others to show them. You will soon hear the signal. Make your pose then. Use your whole body. Make it really difficult for the others to copy.
Make your pose now. Round 7.
Now you are the copyists. Copy the person who is making a pose. Be perfect. The other one will judge you.
Copy it. Can you be a perfect mirror? The other person will judge who did the better copy. The judge can choose one or both of you. If he chooses you, climb up the next step. Round 8. You are the judge. Form binoculars with your hands. You will judge who poses better. You can decide for one or for both of them. You have to judge Who is the better mirror? You have to choose at least one, but you can also choose both. Make your decision now. Point with your finger or say their name. This is the end of the game. Where are you standing? Look at the others. Who has the highest position? If it is you, raise your arm. You are the best copyist. Congratulations! Clap your hands, applause, for the best copyist. Maybe there are even several winners. Now let's have a look on the other end of the food chain. What about the person on the lowest position? You could not make cool poses. You did not succeed in coming further in the social hierarchy. You cannot assimilate. You are an outsider. You do not belong here. But there is a place where you belong. Climb up to the top. Surprised? This is the place for the real individualist. The person that was worst in copying the others. The person with their own style and own head. Applause again. Thank you for playing Posing Queen in the Museum of Minor Incidents. Please have a look at your map to find other exciting exhibits.